Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I've discovered that something is missing for this segment. We don't have an open for Dose of Devin.
Yeah. Is my mic on?
Yeah. Why is that, Devin? I think that is an insult to you.
Chad, I might be able to help with that because I have a video of Mr. Devin singing his little heart out at karaoke, and maybe that could be part of an open.
Could we play any of the audio now?
Yeah, I'd have to go find it. I got to find it on my phone, but let me go grab my phone. I'll come back in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Come back.
Okay.
Come back. Let's hear that.
Can I just point out that you all are very happy to agree with each other about giving me more work to do?
Yeah. I can do it, Dan. But also, Chad, you have a 2 p.m. hour open that you use every day. I don't want to impede that or step on your swag, you know?
I don't want to do that. Oh, let's be clear. We're not going to change the music that starts. Oh. We'll do, as Dan likes to call, a little crossfade.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
A little crossfade, and we'll work your open into that. Hey. Adam, yes or no, should Dose of Devin have an open?
Oh, yeah. Any self-respecting game show has a opening theme.
So are you saying this game show, as of now, does not have any respect?
Not without a theme.
Man.
I thought
you were trying to bury the hatchet and come together with Devin. Kind of a cheap shot, right?
Not really.
No,
strictly product production. I'm talking about production. He has nothing to do with that. He
sounded like Joe Biden there. You're very confused for a little bit. Devin, that was a cheap shot at you, wasn't it?
A bit. I mean, it was kind of out of left field because I thought, you know, me and Adam were back on track and, you know, burying the hatchet, like you said, and then all of a sudden he's just pretty much saying, we don't respect you, Devin. You know, and okay. That's
Buried it in your throat, I think, is where he buried the hatchet.
Right down my throat.
I think Devin should take it as a challenge.
Well, Dan, do you have my hotkeys page open for Dose of Devin?
Yes, I do.
Do you see a key that says Devin open?
Yes, I do.
Try that one. Yeah.
Well, number of individuals have become fascinated with the physique of Devin in the building. I know one is on record, Shaletta. I don't know if the others are on record yet. I'll leave that up to you, Devin, to go ahead.
Well, you and I have. I'll leave it off the record.
I think you should, but I would chuckle if you did.
I
probably would make your life a little more challenging. Let's just say that. Laura, have you located the karaoke?
Yes. Oh, okay. It's adorable. I have to just play it right through my mic, though. So should I give you a little taste of this?
Do you want to tell us the song, or should we just listen to it?
You can listen. You'll know what it is.
Okay.
But I got to say, you know, there's some crowd noise and loud bar noise in the background that's a little bit distracting, but you'll still get the gist.
Where are you?
I want you to know. Yeah. I'm sorry. I keep talking too much.
We are at Otter's Saloon in Northeast Minneapolis.
Of course. Yep. Okay. Devin, what do you want to say?
Two things. You're not seeing the amazing dancing that goes along with this
that
video.
That is true. That is true.
And I do use this video on my Bumble profile to advertise myself.
Excellent.
So those two things, yeah.
You're a doll. Ready?
Okay, let's go.
Hit it, Devin.
Bring it.
Wait, Dev, were you hyping yourself in the middle of that?
No, I don't know who that was, but I'll just I had the crowd in the palm of my hand. I'm not one to brag about myself. You guys know this. But in fact, I could not walk around that bar without people swooning.
Swooning.
All over me.
You were dancing your little butt off all over the place, and it was fabulous.
Was it Mike-like? I mean, was he doing the Michael move?
A little bit. A little bit. Yep. He has some of the moves. He was moonwalking. He was, it resembles Michael Jackson for sure.
So
let's hope it's not all the moves.
Oh, boy.
Not on this
evening. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Back in the day, one Adam Carter has suggested, forget the phrasing, was it awesome? Was it spectacular? He once claimed that those are descriptions for his dancing skills. Adam, your prime versus Devin's prime. Who's the better dancer?
I haven't seen the video. I would imagine he sounded great, by the way. That was fantastic singing.
Thank you.
I mean, he was a little flat in the
but
spot.
Different there, genre. I mean, different time. It was a different time. I mean, the different dances.
Non-answer. Devin?
Yes, sir?
You don't know this, but we had a microphone on you. At that event, we had a microphone on you, and when men and women were complimenting you on your dancing skills, you had one answer, which you continue to offer up over and over and over again. Dan Cook, I believe you have that audio. Go ahead and play it. This is Devin that night responding to some of the compliments.
I'm just in awe myself.
That was you, Devin. You were in awe of yourself that night.
I don't lie to the people. I don't lie. You know, I am sometimes in awe of myself. I actually am in awe of myself, but not in a good way. Like today, I don't know if Laura saw me before. I did the morning show today, and boy, I left the station in a bad, bad mood.
Seem a little moody today.
Oh,
I complimented you on your new haircut, and you weren't really, you know, you were just kind of like, yeah, thanks.
My usual self. I felt bad, too, as soon as because I kind of just said yeah and walked off. Thank you, and, you know, and I felt bad because I was like, Laura doesn't deserve me being a baby. But I was upset. I was not in a
good
mood.
What did you do on the morning show?
I just messed up, and you would think, you know, I've done this for close to a couple years now. I'd like to think I know how to do my job by now, but apparently I don't. I made a mistake, and I can't drop this. Chad, you know how I am. I make one little mistake, and I can't let it go. And there is a miscommunication, and I missed a weather sounder, kind of. I mean, it's a long story. I won't bore you with it. Jimmy and Sloan wouldn't even know what I'm talking about. But
I think you're fine. If that's it, it's just a weather sounder?
We actually have audio from the incident itself.
Okay.
If you want to hear it.
I'm just in awe myself.
You do not know what you are talking about.
I just thought that was a harsh response. I didn't really.
Yeah, well,
I think that was Sloan. It was Sloan responding. Yeah. So
I am just, I'm sorry.
I think you're fine.
An emotional wreck right now, Chad. I'm just a ball of emotions.
Is this also a part of your Bumble profile that not only can you dance, that you're sensitive as you're trying to appeal to individuals? Is that what you're doing right now, Devin?
Yeah.
Is this all part of the... Carter, I think this is all part of his dating scheme right here.
Sounds like it.
Sensitive.
You're not familiar with Bumble, Adam?
Bumble? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, he's on it.
Devin, do you include the fact that you eat in bed on the Bumble profile?
You know what's funny is finally I get one girl to match with me on Bumble. And immediately I play the Chad Hartman card. You know, I'm cool. I'm on Chad Hartman's show.
Who's Chad Hartman?
Yeah, exactly.
So she tunes in one time for 5 minutes. What does she hear? Chad and Adam just going to town on me about I'm disgusting. It was the day Jordana was on. Would you rather pretty much die or have to lay in Devin's bed? And Jordana said, I'd rather die, pretty much. And this girl's listening, and I'm just, you know, thanks a lot, guys. I love you. I pour my heart and soul into these segments, and what do I get in return?
Yep.
Knife in the back, shot to the heart, and you guys are to blame.
It was Jennifer Lopez, dude. That's the part of the story you didn't have.
That's a bummer, man.
It was J-Lo.
Yeah.
All right, compose yourself. Let's go. No screw-ups are allowed on this game show. I mean, Adam, how many screw-ups do we have on a typical game show? Like seven?
Yes.
I think. So one weather sounder. I think we found out his priority.
Plus, in the morning show, you miss a weather sounder, there's another one coming in about 3 minutes, so it doesn't matter.
Sure.
Exactly. And by the way,
Chad,
nothing
you probably
changed.
Missed on this game show since we've started doing it. When Henry filled in for you, that may have been the worst mistake I've made since we started this. Adam knows all three. Laura and
what
Dan
happened?
And Adam know what I'm talking about. Dan, do you want to tell him?
I have no idea what you're talking about. So you do.
So somebody saved over one of my hotkeys.
Was bad.
Not exactly a funny drop.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's what's coming up next. So stick around for other inappropriate sound bites when we come back. Just watch some of the video which Laura sent to the two of us. Devin, you were tremendous. In all sincerity, very, very good. Bravo. Okay,
thanks,
time for the game show reminder. Former Minneapolis City Council President Barb Johnson. Her view of Minneapolis, downtown, uptown, the way politics in the city have played out the last 4 years since she was defeated by Philippe Cunningham. Safety, police violence, George Floyd, so much to discuss. By the way, Minnesota Reformer, good story today, saying that George Floyd Square is now open to traffic and normal commerce. So I think that's a bit of a scoop for the Reformer. All right, Devin, why don't you, let's look at Laura. Laura, you get to pick your partner. Who would you like to partner with?
I would like to partner with you today, Chad.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right. Dan, you want to hit the, you're the best. All right, let's go with Chad and Laura then. All right, first round, we'll stick with some Olympic questions since the Olympics, I hear, are coming up. First Olympics. Yeah, yes, that's true. We all know that the first Olympics were held in Greece in about 776 BC. Where were the first modern-day Olympic Games held?
I thought you were going to ask, did my father cover the first Olympics?
Oh, I love it. Well,
I was just talking about Olympics. Okay.
I want to say something like Rome. But I have no idea.
I was kind of thinking Rome also. I don't think that's the answer, but since that was both of our first instincts, let's go with Rome.
Okay.
Rome is our final answer.
Sorry about that. Athens, Greece.
Oh,
I don't have my sound effects. They went back to Greece to pay tribute to the BCs.
That's
all right,
the
here
same
we go.
As Athens, right? Isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Okay, now bear with me here. The Olympic motto is... Celius Artius Fortius. What does it mean? What does the motto mean?
Could you repeat the question, Alex?
I could try. The Olympic motto is Celius Artius Fortius. What does it mean in English?
No idea.
Let's go by the initials.
C.
Compete. Attitude, and what was the last word?
F.
Friendship. Compete, very smart. Attitude, friendship. Let's go with that.
Okay. It stands for, it means faster, higher, stronger.
Very close.
All right, I'll give you one softball here. What country has hosted the Olympics the most?
Is this a, are you going to give us some options here? Multiple choice?
No.
Let's go us.
Okay.
Winter, summer. We'll go us.
Yes, I believe that too.
Ding, 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 ding. That is absolutely correct. All right, so what?
Opponents. Opponents, did you have the previous two?
I had two-thirds of the second one.
Okay.
Two-thirds of the second one.
Okay. And I had the first one for sure. Yeah, Athens I would have gotten.
Carter?
I had Athens, the other two, no.
Okay. All right. Well, Dan, Carter, are you ready?
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. The Olympic torch is lit where each year?
Adam, it's in Athens, isn't it?
That would be my instinct answer, Athens. I don't know. Is it, where's the IUC located?
No, I think it's in Greece.
Okay.
I mean, that's
okay.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, let's go with Athens.
Sorry. It's Olympia, Greece. Greece.
We're on the right track.
Isn't the Olympic Committee like in Switzerland? Anyway, okay.
I don't know. Wherever, whoever pays them off.
Okay.
There's a lot. Right. Yeah, there's no credibility with the IOC.
None.
It's money, money, money. Similar to Adam.
Wow, you okay,
Dad? That one got...
It was a shot.
You guys are helping me get
in
the good
mood. What?
That was... I'm sorry. Okay,
I'm
anyway.
I'm just getting old myself.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, have we reached any of the technical glitches from the morning show yet? I just want to know.
Haven't heard a weather
sounder. Telling you, I'm tired and I'm an emotional wreck, guys. Okay,
I mean,
here we go.
The George Floyd sound coming up? I mean, how can we top Derek Chauvin's mom?
Dan's in charge, so that won't happen. It'll just be me stuttering over questions. Olympic gold medals is made mostly of what material? Nickel, gold, copper, silver.
Adam, I want to say copper. That's only
I think it's gold?
I think it's like 10% gold or something like that.
Dissension, Laura.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll defer to you if you have a strong feeling.
Dan is looking confident.
No?
No, that's probably complete bluff.
Adam's probably looking online. Copper. What he's doing.
I need a final
Let's
answer.
Go for it, copper.
All right, go for it, copper.
Oh, no. Sorry about that.
But it's not gold.
Silver.
Right? Yeah, it's not
Ooh,
gold.
Silver. Silver, huh?
92% silver.
Very interesting.
92%. So what are we at? 1-1?
No, one to zero.
1-0. We haven't gotten
one to zero.
You got to give us a softball like you gave
Get a weather sounder.
Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. What city has hosted the most Olympic Games?
Plymouth.
Well, I don't know.
I would have no idea.
Is that something like Paris or something like that? I mean, I
don't know. Is this both winter and summer?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How about Combined. Montreal?
They've hosted it 3 times.
You want to go? I have no strong feeling, Adam. If you want to go with Montreal, go for it.
What the hell?
Okay. Here we go. Yeah.
I apologize. London. City of London.
That makes sense.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Devin, that's you, right.
That, you know what that is for us, Laura? Gold medal.
That is a victory, for sure. And Devin,
92% silver.
Medal.
Little Devin, you don't have to apologize when people get the wrong answer. It's okay.
I love all of you guys, and I'm just...
No, you don't.
I'm just such an emotional wreck right now.
I'm just in awe myself.
You don't love any of us,
Oh, boy. Chad, stop that. You know how much I love you and admire you, so you stop that. You know this.
Do you love, I mean, I want you to be honest.
In love, yes.
Do you love Adam Carter?
Adam Carter, I love the guy. I truly admire and appreciate.
Yeah, you don't love
and cherish
him.
Our relationship.
Don't love him.
I would say love in, like, a relationship. Do I love him in that way? Yes, I do.
You do not know what you are talking about.
That's true most of the time. No, I really enjoy it. Chad, you know how much I appreciate you. Dan knows this. Laura knows this.
You appreciate all of our friendships.
Yes.
We all like you. Well, you don't even Laura. You don't Laura, you know Devin doesn't love you, right?
Yes, he
Laura,
does. He does.
Thank you.
I Laura feel it in my heart.
Yes, he does.
Wow. Thank you. Laura knows
I love you too.
Yeah. I love you too. Yes.
But Laura is with the old Lil Devin, whereas now Shalette is Big Devin.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer, Devin? Big Devin with some undertones from Shalette or friendly Laura, Lil Devin?
I mean, Big Devin has a nice ring to it. I'm not used to that.
Oh, boy.
Exactly, Paul. I kind of like Big Devin. But I'll take the Lil Devin. I'll take that any day of the week from Laura.
Thank you, Devin.
Hey, I love you guys.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir.
Barb Johnson ran the city council, was a member of the city council of Minneapolis for a long time. Her thoughts on what is taking place right now with the city, what has taken place the last 4 years since she was defeated, and where the city is headed. Barb Johnson in a matter of moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.